And now, it's the Chef Carl Cedilia Show from the Phil Henry Show website and the Phil Henry Show platform. Hello, everyone. This is an exciting day because I had been promised for quite some time by Mr. Henry that I would be allowed to have my own presentation on the Phil Henry Show platform. As you know, I'm the executive chef at Ted's of Beverly Hills in Southern California. And I've waited for quite some time to be able to share with you some of my exciting recipes, some of my exciting thoughts on the culinary arts, as well as on the restaurant business in general, and to comment on different holiday selections that you may be enjoying with people. Now, it is true that yesterday was Valentine's Day, and I would have loved to have been able to comment on the Valentine's dinner that Phil Henry and Jackie Bales were going to share together. Unfortunately, I was not scheduled to do the Chef Carl Cedilia Show until today, and so here we are. But here we are indeed, and I'm quite excited to be here. And what?
Chef, how are you doing? Ted Bell.
Yeah, okay.
I'm sorry, Chef Cedilia, but we thought it best that Ted...
Were you going to tell me first?
Well, what's wrong?
I want to do this... I didn't know you were... Everything that I do, you got to be hanging around.
Wow, I happen to be your employer.
Chef, we thought it would be best...
No, you told me already you thought it would be best. I want to do this by myself. Is that okay?
Say it again.
I said I want to do this by myself. Is that okay?
No one can understand you. That's why...
I don't need you hanging around interpreting for me.
Well, that's why I said I had to...
We wanted Ted to come along because we understand that... You tend to, while you're speaking, you're also savoring clam dip.
I'm not savoring clam dip. Occasionally, I take a bite of cream cheese. Shit.
Well,
all right, okay, I'll back off, okay? Does that make you happy?
Yeah, that'll make me really happy.
It won't make you easier to understand.
You let me worry about that. Let me worry about it. Anyway.
And 3, 2, 1, you.
Is that a cue?
Yes, it's a cue.
You mind running out of the gym?
3, 2, 1, you.
And thank you. Anyway, on the Chef Carl Cedilia program, we're going to know what?
We're getting this. A lot of people are saying it's tough. It's difficult to understand what you're saying.
You know something? That is so much horse dung.
Now, wait a minute. We did get a couple of phone calls. People are saying that it sounds like you've got cream or some mixture of phlegm and cream in your throat.
No, I don't. It just so happens that I carry a little bit of extra fat in my neck, okay? I am easy to understand, and I will not allow you people to make it into some kind of a comedy bit because I happen to have, at times, crackers and some dip, so I can also savor and test.
But what you're doing is you're savoring and testing the recipes...
Yes.
...that you're preparing for the restaurant while you're talking.
Yes.
Well, do you have to talk and also be savoring dips?
What?
Do you have to talk... And also be savoring a dip.
Do I have to talk and be savoring a dip? Is that what they said?
Yeah. It's. In other words, while you're eating.
Yeah, I do. Because that's what makes what I do something that I think is a special thing. And I think Ted is here. You know, we're burning a lot of daylight with this horse dung, you know?
All right, go ahead. I'm just that we did get those phone calls.
I think, you know, what they are, crank calls. From a lot of these punk kids, and you have, Mr. Dickman, I know that you have friends.
I'm not crank calling. I don't have no friends who are going to call up and crank call. Okay?
Yeah, all right.
All right, 3, 2, 1, you got it.
Thank you again. Sorry.
3, 2, 1, bag it, don't wrap it.
He's this H.
Come on, quit it, General. Quit playing it like you're Kenny Slaggs' engineer.
All right, sorry. 3, 2, 1, you.
Thank you very much, General Shaw, and this is Chef Carl Cedilia. Again, very excited to be here and to share with you my thoughts, my feelings, and my observations on the culinary arts, as well as life in general. Now, I had a wonderful conversation early today with Phil Henry and Jackie Bales, who both had been out to a restaurant in Fort Lauderdale called Tecato's on Fort Lauderdale Beach. And let's cut to that conversation on now. And you had, what did you have?
We had, what do we have, honey? Well, Jackie's not here right now. Wait, baby, we had a thing called the chef's platter.
No, you said it was the chef's special?
Yes, the chef special. And I got to tell you something, Chef, it was something.
Now, the chef there at Tocado's in Fort Lauderdale, I think, I don't know if it's Bill Fitzgibbon.
I don't know who it is.
But they've got a fantastic kitchen there, don't they?
I'm telling you. Now, I don't know everything that we had, but we had so many different selections. And these were not just sushi rolls.
They do a wonderful marinade there. They can marinate, of course, their tunas. They marinate the salmons.
I'm sorry?
They marinate the salmons. Turn that garbage down, will you? Who is that?
Spooky Tooth.
Who?
It's Spooky Tooth. I just...
Spooky Tooth? Jesus. And so I know the guys over there. I don't know their names. I know intimately the guys over at Tocado's. I just don't know. I don't remember names.
But you've met them.
Oh, yeah. I've met them all individually many times. Who was your server?
Our server was Kevin. He was a great, great guy. Very informative. Knew everything there was to know about all of these different dishes. But we had tuna rolls. We had beautiful marinades. There was Japanese beef marinated. We had, my goodness, we had a sea bass that was marinated. We had something called the duck bun.
Ah, yes, the duck bun. I know about that.
You do?
Yes, and they use a maple.
It was there was a sweet taste to this. So, now, get a load of this. It was a bun that was sort of an omelet, if you will. And then
they had the sweet maple syrup with the sushi itself.
Yeah, but then they also combined that with the soy sauce. I can't describe it.
Well, they do amazing things. Can you turn that crap? I didn't mean to call it crap.
Yeah, okay.
They do amazing things there. And again, I like particularly, can you get that?
Hey, bud. Sorry about that. Didn't mean to do it.
All right, well, we'll clean that up a little bit for our broadcast. But that was me talking with Phil Henry today about the delicious, sumptuous chef's platter at Tocado in Fort Lauderdale. Sounds wonderful, and as I said, I'm on very on speaking terms with everyone there, the staff, and don't ask me their names, because I don't remember names, but...
But you know these people.
Yes, I know them very well.
But why don't you remember their names?
I don't remember. What do you mean, why don't I remember their names? Do you remember names?
Yes.
Well...
Yeah, a lot of people remember names.
Well, a lot of people may remember a lot of things. I don't... Anyway, go to Tocado's on Fort Lauderdale Beach. I know you'll enjoy it. I know that you'll find it to be a wonderful, wonderful experience down at Fort Lauderdale.
This is the world-famous Phil Henry Show with special guest host Chef Carl Chedilia from Ted's of Beverly Hills. He's talking about the many dishes and the great many culinary delights he's enjoyed lo these many years. We'll be right back.
Chef Carl Chedilia here for the world-famous Phil Henry Show Backstage Pass. If you don't have a subscription to Phil Henry's website, you're making a massive mistake. You're making maybe the biggest mistake you've ever made in your life. Why you don't have a subscription to the Phil Henry Show website, I don't know, but it bespeaks to a lack of sophistication and understanding of value. Value.
Here, Chef, get some water.
Thank you. Of value. This is the greatest value online, as these young people here like to say, other than porn. I don't know what that means, but I guess it means, yes, it's a tremendous value. And it is. You'll laugh, you'll sing, you'll skip, you'll frolic the day away, listening to the great many delights at the World Fendry Show. Not the World Fendry Show.
World Fame.
The what?
World Fame.
Okay, so what did you say, world fame?
World famous.
Right, world famous Phil Henry Show. So get that all-important subscription. Tell them Chef Carl Chedilia sent you. And they'll say, so what?
Well, Chef, that doesn't mean anything.
I know. Ouch.
Tell them that Chef Carl Chedilia sent you, and they'll say, thanks, that's real great. You still have to pay full price.
The world famous Phil Henry Show at philhenryshow.com. Get that subscription, that backstage pass, today.
And now back to the Phil Henry Show with Chef Carl Chedilia.
Yeah, can you turn that crap? I'm sorry, we're on. All right. What is the name of that film?
Spooky Tooth.
He says it's Spooky Tooth.
Who is Spooky Tooth? All right, welcome back here, Chef Carl Chedilia. This is an exciting day for me because, as you know, we've heard Ted Bell, we've heard Steve Bozell.
Steve Bozell.
We've heard Steve Bozell. We've heard Jay Santos. We've heard Bob Green. Margaret Gray. We have heard General...
Yes, I've had my own show.
Yes, General Shaw. Dr. Jim Sadler has had his own show. As I mentioned, Steve Bozell. So everyone except for me, and today is my day. Today is the day that I get to speak on behalf of what I love, which is cooking, food, feeding people, seeing people happy when they eat and enjoy a good full meal. Now, I'd like to talk to you about probably the most important...
Take two.
I'd like to talk to you about probably the most important meal of the day. What meal is that?
Breakfast.
Yeah, breakfast.
What do you mean, breakfast? What is...
This is the way these idiots say it, Chef. I'm sorry.
Well, if you're trying to say breakfast, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Breakfast is the most important time, is the most important meal, I should say, of the day, because this is when you are putting into your system those nutrients, those vitamins and minerals, those essentials, the power, the fuel that you will need for your day. And why not enjoy breakfast?
Take two.
Why not enjoy breakfast? And breakfast is, was this the guy who's...
He's the new engineer. Introduce yourself.
Hi, my name's Sonny.
Yeah, hi, Sonny. Breakfast...
Take two.
Breakfast is an important meal. Now, I'd like to talk to you a little bit about a delicious omelet, easy to make, absolutely delicious, full of marvelous, nutritious elements, and something that can be made for one, two, three, six, as many people as you want. This omelet is simply five or six eggs cracked into a skillet, very, very slow cooking. You must cook the omelet very slowly indeed. And as you cook the omelet very slowly indeed, you are slicing zucchini, and you're putting into that bell peppers. You're chopping up some red onion. Many, many vegetables. Just use your imagination. Broccolis, cauliflowers. You chop that up into the omelet as you are slow cooking that in the omelet pan, okay? Now, I am not a believer, as Phil Henry has told you, I'm not a believer in salt, and especially at breakfast time.
Take two.
Especially at breakfast time, you don't want to start the day with an inordinate amount of salt. So make sure that you use your dashes, which are salt-free seasonings, for...
Do you need some water?
Yes, I do.
Why don't you put the dip up? Why don't you put it here, okay? You know, Chef, people are calling in. They're saying, who's that mumbling, stuttering?
You tell them that I'm trying out dips.
Yeah, you know, Phil Henry Show.
So anyway.
Yeah, he's trying out dips. Dips and creams. Uh-huh. That's why he talks that way.
Three, two, one, you.
So in making an omelet, remember, in making any egg dish, you must slow cook it. You don't want to burn that yolk. You don't want to burn the egg white. Nothing could be more injurious to the overall flavor of the meal as when you are burning eggs. So make sure that you are cooking it very slowly. And then you fold it over very gently and lovely. And there are many, I know many of you have had omelets for breakfast.
Take two.
I know many of you have had omelets for breakfast. I don't know why I can't be allowed.
It's just that it happens to people. The guys around here say breakfast. I'm sorry, we call it breakfast.
Why don't you have these guys say it the right way?
Chef Chedilly, I have tried like a son of a gun to get these guys to say it right, bud.
Breakfast.
Say it right.
Breakfast.
Oh, so they're just doing it to mess with me.
No, we're not. We're not.
No, they do get into a sort of a jag, Chef.
I'll say they get into a jag.
Why is he allowed to do the jerk-off motion like that?
Come on, Chef, don't provoke them.
Well, they're provoking.
Three, two, one, you.
So when you are having this delicious omelet, which I call the Chef Carl Chedilly Vegetable Omelet, when you're having that for breakfast, goddamn...
Take two.
What do you mean, take two? This is about the 15th take. So when you're having that for breakfast, and you're enjoying this delicious Chef Carl Chedilly Vegetable Omelet, remember that you are fueling yourself for a successful day and a wonderful time, enjoying your life, doing your very best work, and making new and interesting friends.
Making new and interesting what?
I said friends.
Friends.
Friends, yeah.
The Chef Carl Cedilia Show on the world-famous Phil Henry Show website.
Lemonade. I'm a big fan. And I think lemonade can not only be a marvelously refreshing and delicious drink, either in the summertime or any other time of the year, it can also be a very healthy and wonderful way of getting your vitamin C and getting the nutrition that you get from a vitamin C. As you know, or maybe you don't know, it was vitamin C. It was the lemon peel, the orange peel, discovered by the sailors of the South Pacific back in the 18th century. I don't know if it was really the sailors of the South Pacific. Let's go back and cut all that out. As you know, the sailors in the South Pacific of the 18th century...
Yeah?
What's he looking at?
Come on, bud. Bud, quit it. Oh, what does he think? I'm going to talk about a cabin boy? You know something, Henry? You really ought to clean this up. Hey, Chef Cedilia, you wanted to have a show.
I wanted to have a show. I didn't know I'd have a gremlin leering at me from underneath a chair like Dickman's doing. When I said the sailors of the 18th century, all of a sudden he thought, I'm talking about some cabin boy and his...
3, 2, 1, you.
Yes, in the 18th century, sailors and seamen from the South Pacific often used lemon peel or orange peel to stave off scurvy. They discovered that the vitamin C inherent in those fruits was very, very beneficial and helpful in keeping the body replenished with vitamin C and kept the body from falling into a state of scurvy, which is the bleeding gums and a variety of other symptoms which are quite, quite injurious and difficult to deal with. And so it became a constant that the British Navy had citrus fruit aboard many of their ships. A lot of that fruit, limes. Limes, yes, the citrus from the lime tree in North America and in Europe as well, in many places around the globe. And hence, the British became known as quote-unquote limeys. You probably heard that term. I am not one prone to use it, but this certainly does explain that, you know.
Oh, so that's why, huh?
That's exactly why, General. That's why they call it limey. So it was in this spirit that I began experimenting with the different juices of the lemonade, the lime, and one fruit from Mexico called the lima.
That's Spaniard for lime, right?
No, it's not. No, it isn't. No. The lima is different from a lime. A lime is a lime. A lemon is a lemon, and the lima is a citrus fruit.
No, that's not Spanish for lime.
No, it's not. Or it may be, but it's a...
But it's a separate fruit.
Yes, it's a separate fruit.
What meal would you have this juice at?
Well, you'd have it for breakfast or...
Take two.
You'd have it for breakfast.
Let's run at that again.
Run at what again?
Saying the word breakfast.
You'd have it for breakfast, not breft.
I mean, at breakfast.
Take three.
You'd have it for breakfast. Lime juice, lemon juice, and a variety of other juices. Something that can be consumed and enjoyed at the time of the day.
Where are you going?
I gotta go to the bathroom, okay?
Cut!
This is the Chef Carl Cedilia Show on the world-famous Phil Henry Show website. We'll be right back.
Yeah, my name's Jeff Dowder, and I just wanted to come on here and tell you that... I think getting a subscription to the Phil Henry Show website enables you to see well beyond a lot of the things that you can't see well beyond of. I think it expands the mind and expands the soul, you know? And so you're able to see well beyond the bounds of mortal man.
The world-famous Phil Henry Show website, with 45,000-plus hours of material, allows you to see well beyond the bounds of mortal man.
And so I would say, for me... A subscription to the world-famous Phil Henry Show has been life-saving in that I can go there and I can hear a variety of different opinions on a variety of different topics in a variety of different ways, you know?
Yes, the Phil Henry Show website at philhenryshow.com has all of that and more. Get a subscription for a month or for a year and watch your life improve, unfold, get better, big things happening. All kinds of crazy, wonderful stuff happening, and you'll call us up and you'll go, thank you, as you wipe a tear from your eye.
That's the world-famous Phil Henry Show. You tell him Jeff Dowder said, hey, yeah, you know.
Tell him what?
I just said, man, tell him, yeah, Jeff Dowder.
Who cares?
Who cares about you?
And welcome back here to the Chef Carl Cedilia Show. Here on the world-famous show, welcome back here to the world-famous Chef Carl Cedilia. Welcome back to the Chef Carl Cedilia Show on the world-famous Phil Henry Show. No, on the
world-famous Phil Henry Show.
And this is Baikonur Mute.
Hold on. Wait. Chef Chedilia, let's try that again.
What are you talking about, man? And welcome back to the world-famous Chef Carl Chedilia Show here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show website. I'm Chef Carl Chedilia. I love, this is my kind of music.
Yeah. What's that?
That is Pipeline by the Shantays.
Yeah.
And we're here talking about some of my favorite dishes. Things that I think are, you can turn it down now.
Turn it down, bud.
Hey.
Things that I think are delicious and nutritious and a lot of fun to make. We talked about making omelets. We've talked about lemonade and lime. You know what's great is good old-fashioned cream cheese on the graham cracker. God damn.
Now watch the language.
Sorry. You know what's great? Good old-fashioned cream cheese on the graham cracker. Yeah. Woo! I don't think there's anything quite like cream cheese on the graham cracker. And,
graham cracky.
All right. If this guy keeps butting in, Bud, back off. General, just let him.
You know something, folks? I don't think there's anything quite like a delicious spread of cream cheese on a graham cracker. There is nothing, I think, in nature or in the world at large that rivals, for a snack, cream cheese on a couple of graham crackers. Sweet. It's just like a little miniature cake, a little piece of cake. And cream cheese is extremely nutritious. While it does have a high level of fat, and I suppose if you eat enough cream cheese, you will put on the pounds, and you can put it on around the gut. Sometimes when you eat too much cream cheese, the pounds add on around the thighs, up the backside, and it can be difficult sometimes after about 6 months of having cream cheese, which is something that I dealt with in my life. It can be difficult slipping on a pair of pants or getting into a pair of Levi's because they don't get up over the, you know what I'm saying? So the, yeah?
What you're talking about, you can't put it up over your ass.
Bud, hey, Bud.
Hey.
Okay, you know what? Yes, that's right. I couldn't get a pair of Levi's up over my ass. Not okay with you?
Well, you're the one who said it.
No, that's what you're intimating.
So you say you ate so much cream cheese once, your ass got too big.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Are you sure this is where you want to go?
Yeah, no, I'm fine. Let's talk about it. As long as you guys want to keep riding me.
We're not riding you. We want to focus the show.
All right, well, focus on this. I ate so much cream cheese once, I couldn't get a pair of pants on over my ass. It got huge.
The Chef Carl Chedilia Show.
So I would say that cream cheese, you done? I'd say that cream cheese, while I like to celebrate cream cheese, and I enjoy the taste of it, and I enjoy the texture of it, yes, you have to be careful, otherwise your ass gets too big. Another meal that I thoroughly enjoy, pork chops. Is there anything more delicious than well-made barbecue pork chops? I love pork chops because of the flavor of the meat. Of course, you don't want to cook a pork chop. You don't want to cook a pork chop rare. You want to make sure that the pork chop is cooked through. But the flavor of the pork chop, most especially barbecue pork chops, can be quite delicious. Now let's take some of your comments. Here is an email from R. Burford in Glendale, California. He said, so far you've talked about making food, but not really any recipes, just you like lemonade, pork chops, and omelets. So what? Thank you, Mr. Burford. Well, it doesn't surprise me that you don't get it. A lot of people don't get it about me, okay? The first thing that I like to say is, let's talk about food that you like. Let's talk about meals that you like. Let's talk about what you want to eat. And then we'll get in all the fancy-dancy about what recipe, okay? I'm big on recipes, but I'm also big on identifying what are the favorite meals. Well, for instance, let's get Bud Dickman. You've been sitting here running your mouth for the whole...
Watch it. All right. Take two.
Let's get Bud Dickman now. Bud, you've been talking a little bit on the program today. What is your favorite meal?
My favorite meal is like a probably a big hunk.
What does he mean, a big hunk?
Well, that's a candy bar. What's your favorite meal, bud?
Well, my favorite meal is probably like a Baby Ruth candy bar.
A Baby Ruth candy? No. I'm not talking about what's your favorite candy bar.
What is your favorite meal, bud, that you eat? What do you have for breakfast?
I have like a Mounds or an Almond Joy.
So you eat nothing but candy bars?
Pretty much, yeah.
Oh. Take two.
Take
three.
Carl.
Take four.
General Shaw, what's your favorite meal?
I like dinner.
Okay. But when you have dinner, what do you like to have for dinner?
Oh, I get you. You know what I like for dinner? I love to have a bowl of tomato soup.
Ah, a bowl of tomato soup. Now, do you like gazpacho?
No, I like just tomato soup.
Okay. Now, what do you like to season that with?
I like it plain.
Do you ever crumble up, for instance, saltine crackers?
No, I don't.
Well, have you tried it?
Yeah, I didn't like it.
What about tortilla chip?
You're right there. How about tortilla chips?
I can't stand it.
The Chef Carl Cedilia Show. Executive produced by Phil Hendry for Siempre Incorporated. All rights reserved on Podcast One.
Join me the next time I come on this joke for another Chef Carl Cedilia Show. Jesus H.